Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, Coach Fox just said this game felt like a microcosm of the season. Does that assessment feel accurate? You were so shorthanded and kind of had to put guys on your back a little bit.
Yeah, I think we've set up here and talked, home and away about being there in the fourth quarter, being close, and this was no different. I started a little bit slow. But we got back in it. Defense gave us a shot in the second half. Just came up short. I think that's a pretty accurate assessment.
Jay, on the interception right before halftime, did your arm get hit on that play?
Yeah.
What happened on the last interception, Jay?
I was getting ready to let it go, and, I got hit, and it's the same as one at halftime. You just see the ball flare in the air, and it's a fairly sick feeling because you don't know what's going to happen.
The exchange with Ansa on the ground, was that just frustration boiling over, or how would you explain that?
There was some choice things said, and then it escalated, and then it de-escalated.
Jay, the struggles at home and in the division, are they a sign of, despite the progress made this season, kind of the room left to go for this team?
I think you look at from top to bottom our schedule, and there's no real rhyme or reason to our successes and our failures. It's just, in our sense, it's just an overall, not getting the job done in the fourth quarter, and that's kind of where we've left it at. haven't had much discussions about home and division games. We put more emphasis on them, but why we're not getting it done in those two situations, I don't think there's much to it.
Been a news all year about the locker room and the way it's come together. What did you enjoy most about this group?
They didn't give up. We fought there till the very end. It wasn't pretty at times throughout the year, and guys, they're aware of that. We watch the film. We know what we're doing well, what we're not doing well. We had a lot of injuries we've talked about, and guys didn't flinch. They showed up. Today's a prime example. You got DT and Markey, JB, Cam. Those are the four guys we had out there. I don't think anyone the start of the season would have pegged them as our four at the end of the season. So, they fought their butts off. Couldn't be more proud of their effort today and how they played.
Jay, of all the things that happened this year, all of the accomplishments, what do you hang your hat on as far as something you can build on for next year? Is there one thing, or can you find a something that you really feel good about as far as building on for next year?
I think we did a lot of good things, but we didn't do enough of them. Haven't been able to reflect that much on the season. I think that's something I'll go back and watch the games and the passes. And when we crank back up, I'll get with Dal. Hopefully Adam's still here. And we'll go from there. But that kind of reflection of the good and the bad, I haven't been down that road yet.
But fair to say, a step forward for you this year?
I would definitely say so. That's not all on me. That's on a lot of guys in the receivers, the line, Dal, Adam. It takes a lot, to be successful in this league. It's not one person.
Jay, do you suspect that you probably will have to go through another offensive coordinator only because Adam is a hot commodity? You might wind up being a head coach.
Well, I was going to ask you guys today if you could write some bad articles about him. Maybe we could cool him off some, but I don't see that happening. He's done a heck of a job. Couldn't be more happy for him. He's going to go through the process, and we'll see what happens. If he gets a job, then he deserves it. If he doesn't, he's going to come back to us, and we're going to be happy about that too.
Do you fully expect to be here next year?
That some of that stuff's out of my hands as well. I hope to be. I want to be. I haven't had conversations with Foxy or Ryan yet, but we'll see what the future holds.
As it relates to Adam, how do you come to grips with the uncertainty that's always kind of lingering?
That's the NFL. This is business. This is something good. He's earned this. He's done a heck of a job in many different places throughout his career. This isn't something I'm mad about or anybody's hoping he must come back. If he gets it, we're going to be happy for him. We're going to root for him, it's going to be very well deserved.
Did you come into the season thinking you had something to prove, and do you think that you did that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's never really that personal for me. I mean, I want to win football games. I want to play well. A personal vendetta against, you know, whoever. It's never reached that level, really, with me. I was excited about the opportunity to work with Adam and Dal and the rest of the guys. And, you know, I saw them kind of shape the locker room throughout the year. And it all pointed to good things. And hopefully we can continue that.
Your thoughts on what Matt Forte gave you today?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him in there, and it's another guy, you know. If we lose him, I mean, he's been here my entire career. Unbelievable teammate, unbelievable friend, a true professional, kind of in every sense of the word, on and off the field. So it would be weird not having him in there, that's for sure. He's gave a lot to this team and the city, and he's still got some stuff left in the tank.
Is there some emotion for you in knowing that it might be the last time?
I think he has a lot of emotion too, you know, in him with the possibility of that. So, unfortunately, that's how it goes. I'm not going to play forever either. I know that. So, clock's ticking on everybody.